Highland Park is a place for celebration and one of Rochester's most iconic festivals. But it's also a place with a hidden history buried right beneath the surface. WXXI's Veronica Volk brings us this story.
Several years ago, Gillian Condy was minding her own business in Highland Park when she found out she was standing on a pile of bones.
What happened was, I had been in this area just to come to the Lilac Festival with a friend who had a small child at the time. And right in this area, literally, was a pony ride with live ponies. And they had had an orange snow fence around that stone right there. And it kind of took me aback.
There in the middle of the festival was a small bronze plaque attached to the face of a stone on the ground. It read,
"This plaque is dedicated to the men, women, and children whose unmarked graves were discovered here in 1984. They are believed to have been 19th century residents of the Monroe County Almshouse, Insane Asylum, and Penitentiary that occupied this site."
The Monroe County Almshouse, Insane Asylum, and Penitentiary were three buildings that lined up along the side of South Avenue in the mid-1800s. All kinds of people ended up in these institutions, like the poor, seniors, people with disabilities, orphan children, and even criminals. Michael Keane wrote a book, Madhouse, that talks about the facilities.
I think there was a misnomer, people today, believing that these were hell holes and that people worked in there were monsters. That's just simply not the case.
In a time before social services, Keane says these institutions provided housing and working opportunities for those people who might otherwise be homeless. They were common across New York State and the rest of the country. Residents and staff grew their own food, raised cattle, even sold goods at the public market.
It's paradoxical, I guess, that one of the little industries that sprouted up was the manufacturing of coffins.
Those coffins weren't just built to make a profit. People died in these institutions of contagious diseases, alcoholism, old age. And when somebody died,
if there wasn't a family member there to pay for their tombstone, they would be buried in an unmarked grave, and actually typically in a mass grave.
So we're standing in the cemetery.
Brian Nagel is an archaeologist. He's standing on a small field in the park, tucked between the Vietnam Memorial and the Lilac Arches, a place now referred to as the Highland Park Cemetery.
So you look at a mass grave, they assume just bodies thrown in. This is a cemetery. It was intentional and organized.
Nagel says this place is different from other old grave sites in other cities for a few reasons. But the big one is that no one knew it was here for almost a century. No records indicate its existence. So when a bulldozer doing landscaping in the park uncovered human skeletons in 1984, he and his team at the Rochester Museum and Science Center were called in to figure out where they'd come from.
We came out, we saw the cut along the edge of the hill that was up here, and saw there was some human remains sticking out of the sand that was there. And we started walking towards South Avenue and finding bits and pieces of human remains along the way.
And there were many more still buried deep in the ground. Each had their own coffin, though some were stacked two, three, even four coffins deep.
But they all had shrouds on them or buried with clothing. Some had rosaries. A couple rosaries were found. And then we found German coins in some of the burials, some wedding rings, simple ones.
Although records of the cemetery didn't exist, they did find records for people who had lived at the almshouse in the mid-19th century. People like Adoniram Perkins, unmarried, died at 45 years old. Cause of death, leg amputation.
We found one skeleton that had his legs amputated below his knees, a large man, mid-40s, and there was no healing at all on the bone, so we were pretty sure that we found him there in the ground.
Most other remains were less easy to identify, so their individual identities are still a mystery to this day. Nagel's team uncovered just over 300 skeletons in the summer of 84. They were studied at the Museum and Science Center, and later by the University at Buffalo's Anthropology Department, before finally being laid to rest at Mount Hope Cemetery. But Nagel says they didn't get all of the bodies. He estimates there are still between 600 to 700 in the ground at Highland Park.
They're under our feet, essentially. Anywhere from, it could be half a foot down, it could be down 4 feet.
For Gillian Condy, it didn't seem right that the only thing memorializing these people was a plaque on a rock. Condy is a vice president at DePaul, a nonprofit that provides housing for people with addiction and mental health issues, as well as seniors and others in need.
My entire career has been service of our most vulnerable. I mean, that clearly this resonated with me as a person because that's my whole career of service. And it felt to me like, you know, we're disconnected from the fact that we have people here. And it just really sucked me in.
So she and her colleagues decided to do something about it. They raised money through bake sales and small donations, found volunteers, and helped build the Remember Garden, a small space in Highland Cemetery with benches, pergolas, plaques, pavers, and landscaping all designed to pay respects to what happened here.
It's been a place of real celebration ever since then.
The Remember Garden was recently upgraded just this year with new construction and signage. And Condy says she's more proud of it now than ever. She says she hopes it can be a place where people will remember those buried here, but also remember that there are still vulnerable people in society.
It seems to let this park play that dual role of a community celebration area with also a remembrance of our vulnerable and what has happened to our fellow citizen, which is really what is community, isn't it? I mean, the community is a combination of somberness and celebration.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.